Hey, this is David Rovics with another episode of This Week with David Rovics, making popular education popular again. The Reagan-Bush years of budget cutting and government deregulation in the 1980s in the U.S. effectively meant that if there were to be serious workplace safety standards upheld in any particular U.S. state, enforcement of such standards would not be coming from the federal authorities. Unfortunately, they would not be coming from the regulatory authorities in North Carolina either, whose budget was sufficient to inspect a workplace in the state about once every couple of decades. Added to the problem of no regulatory oversight, North Carolina had become a so-called right-to-work state, a state with laws designed to make union organizing extremely difficult, if not impossible. The 25 workers who died in the fire at the Tyson Chicken Plant in Hamlet, North Carolina, on September 3, 1991, were mostly black women. They had no union representation, and neither state nor federal authorities had ever exhibited the slightest concern for their well-being. Thus, it was left to the factory manager and his employer, the uber-capitalist Tyson Corporation, to care about their employees. They didn't. When the badly maintained equipment malfunctioned and a ruptured hose resulted in burning high-speed oil being fired into the air around the workers, they were unable to escape the building because the manager had locked the emergency exits out of concern for employee theft. The workers were paid so badly, you see, that stealing chickens to feed their hungry families might not seem like such an outrageous idea. This manager and his negligent, cost-cutting, profit-obsessed megacorporation employer condemned these people to death that day. He ultimately did some prison time. The corporation, on the other hand, made billions. For those many people among the leadership of both the Democrats and the Republicans today who have a sort of religious adherence to the principle that cutting regulation will improve the economy, remember what that means. It means corporations like Tyson make billions, and poor, underpaid, non-unionized workers burn. Sometimes I walk the aisles of the grocery store, and I think about a day, some 20 years before, where this chicken came from, south of the Mason-Dixon line. The Imperial Foods Factory in Hamlet, Carolina. The third day of September, 1991, where for so many good people was the day their race was run. Sometimes I walk the aisles and I can hear the screams of those blasted by hot oil when old hose ruptured at the seams of those blasted by hot oil. When the fireball arose, while more oil fueled the fire, being blasted from the hose. More oil fueled the fire, the room filled up with smoke, when those who weren't already dead then began to choke. Sometimes I walk the aisles, I think about the padlocks on the fire doors, barred and blocked. The owner didn't want his workers stealing chickens out the back. It's a right-to-work state. They complain, they get the sack. So Tyson saved some money, and workers lost their lives. Once the fire was put out, the number dead was 25. Sometimes I walk the aisles, somehow feel ashamed. 11 years of operation. Inspectors never came. Inspectors never came. Never came to look, to see if they did anything according to the book. Sometimes I walk the aisles and I wonder to myself, how many people died to put these nuggets on the shelf? Sometimes I walk the aisles. For Flashpoints, this is David Rovics.